Morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Oh, hi. My name is Meg. I'm not sure I was talking to you before about my hand. I don't think it was you. Sorry.
Potentially the other nurse, but is this we've held the appointment for you for this?
Yeah, for 11. Yes. Can I please keep that? And
yes,
I'll see you at 11.
Yeah. I'll
awesome.
Just grab some details because we haven't seen you before, have we?
No.
No. Okay. I'll just grab some details to make a file.
Yep.
Meg, was that your first name?
Yeah. Yep. And my last name is Prest.
Pratt, was it?
Oh, Prest. P-R-E-S-T, yeah.
Perfect. And what's your best contact email?
Oh, it's Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N.
Yep.
Dot P-R-E-S-T at hotmail.com.
And the number you're calling from, this is your best contact?
Yeah, yes, yeah, thank you.
And what's your home address?
It's 121 Saul, S-A-U-L. Street, Brighton.
FAUL, did you say?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, alrighty. Okay. It hasn't automatically come up on my computer, but that's just what it does.
Hey, sorry.
Oh, my computer will automatically sort of fill in the street, but it says that this one doesn't exist, but that's okay.
Oh, it's 121 S-A-U-L, Saul Street, Brighton. Is that what you...
S for Sam or F for Frank? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, S for Sam, yeah?
There we go. Yeah, yep, got it there.
Oh.
I had an F. Sorry, that was my mistake.
Oh, no, don't stress.
What's your hen's name?
Peach.
And how old is Peach?
Look, she is a rescue battery hen. So I think when we got her, so it was last October, she was 18 months old. That's what they told us. So
yep.
I don't know, maybe like just over two.
Yep. And she's an expat. Alrighty. Well, I've got
her
all booked in there 11 o'clock this morning.
Awesome. And then when I get there, when I was talking to the other nurse, because we just sort of spoke about, like, how far, you know, like, we would investigate kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm absolutely fine for them to, like, look her over and stuff like that and then do, like, a stool sample and stuff. But if it gets to, the getting more expensive, can I just say, is it okay just to take her home with some pain relief and then see... how she
Absolutely.
Goes. I mean,
there's lots of different options that we could discuss with the vet. We don't just jump to diagnostics and we don't do anything without your consent. So everything will be
that's fine.
And you'll have all your options as well.
She's following me here now. And then also too, like if it gets to that point where if we do take her home, only because I've got two little girls that love her, and then like we talk about like, you know, putting her down, is it something that you then have to book in for, do you know what I mean? Like again, like tomorrow, I've got to work this afternoon is my big gripe thing as well.
That's okay. If it is something, so if she is, if that is what the best option is,
if
it is stable enough to do so, then like we are definitely big advocates for going home, having some time with her, and then you'll have to rebook back in for the euthanasia. But the vet will be able to, like I said, discuss all that with you and let you know how much time you've got to be able to make that decision and everything like that too.
Yeah, okay, cool. I mean, we love her. I just don't want to see her in pain. Like, that's
absolutely.
My thing. I mean, she, like, it's so funny. She does, like, she seems okay, and then she sort of, I don't know, like, bounces back and forth. I don't know. Anyway, she's, like, out here, like, following me like she normally would.
What's going on. We'll give her a look over and see what's going on. And hopefully it is something that can just be turned around with a course of medication or something. But, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I know they're intricate little things, so, yeah.
Can be.
Delicate. Yeah, or whatever.
Can be easy as well, so we'll just see.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All righty, then. Well, I'll see you at 11.
No worries, Meg. We'll see you then.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
That's okay. Bye.